Hey, Nick.
Hey, Chase.
It's that time again.
What time is it?
Time for
Fuck This Place!
Bad thing. Yeah, I feel like it sounds about as good as any other podcast I listen to. You hear that, Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Does he have a podcast?
Yeah, I listen to it all the time.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I love it. It's so good.
Man, yeah, shout out to Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What's he talking about? He just interviews like old wrestlers or he's like into whatever he's doing, like hunters.
It's just
or
him.
Like, yeah, yeah, it's just him interviewing people. It's like the wrestling equivalent to like a WTF, like a Mark Maron.
Isn't it wild that like Stone Cold Steve Austin is now basically just like an influencer?
Yeah. And he's just started just drinking Coors Lights, just crushing Coors Lights.
During the podcast?
No, I mean like his career. Like like he was a wrestler, but he was just crushing beers. And it was there now he's just kind of like, well, in hindsight, retrospect. Like now
he's just wearing glasses.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, welcome to Fuck This Place with Chase and Nick, the podcast about jobs. I never say that.
Yeah. It's about jobs.
I'm Chase.
I'm Nick. And with us today, you've seen him on Late Night with Colbert. He's a buddy of mine. He's a hilarious comic, Kevin Kamiya.
Thank you so much for coming out, man.
Yeah, welcome, Kevin. Of course. Welcome.
This is great.
Tiny bit of housekeeping that I feel like we should just get through up top. For those, if you guys want to write into the show, we actually have an easier way for everyone to do that because we were telling you to email before, and that's real dumb. Mm-hmm. So you can call or text the show, and the number is 470-BAD-JOBS. So if you call 470-BAD-JOBS, just leave a voicemail. Maybe it's going to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
You can tell us about bad jobs or good jobs, anything about jobs. Mm-hmm. Or you can, it's the same number, you can text it. It's 470-223-5627. I just feel like, you know, I just want to get that housekeeping out of the way.
Yeah,
it's also going to be in the show notes. So you could listen to none of this. And
yeah, you could. Yeah. Text Chase. Text him at that number.
Don't. Well, yeah, actually, you can. I'm the one who responds. So, yeah, go ahead and do it. But yeah, Kevin, thanks for being here. I'm sorry I railroaded your arrival with a bunch of goddamn business.
I want to text. Is that go to your phone?
Yes, it goes to like a Gmail. It's a Google account. So yes, but it looks different.
Okay,
so it's not like it looks. You know, it doesn't have the same urgency as like my mom. You know.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is the right move.
It's an important move.
So our first segment, Kevin, on every show is a segment we like to call Fuck This Place.
Fuck This Place.
Where we decide whether we would work somewhere or not. So we pulled up some Craigslist posts from the Sacramento area.
Okay.
Where you started working originally.
Yes.
You were originally from Santa Rosa.
Originally from Santa Rosa, and then family moved to Sacramento for high school.
Got it.
And then, had my first day jobs there.
Nice.
Not day jobs, sorry.
High school jobs. They were during the day or night.
Yeah. First experience being a part of the American workforce.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Contributing to the American dream, no less. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is I'm going to read you three Craigslist post titles, and you're going to decide the one you don't want to look at.
Okay.
And then we'll, you know, click on the other two. So here are the three, and these are all in the Sacramento area. One is finish my remodel project. The other is airport shuttle driver. Pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, a little mystery to this one, temporary card writer. Hmm. Which one do you not want to click on? Card writer, shuttle driver, or remodel project?
Well, I'm not clicking on the remodel.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah. Fuck that place.
We're not qualified.
What are you even talking about?
Yeah.
What are you modeling?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So let's take a look at temporary card writer first. I feel like there's too much mystery to not click on that one first. So temporary card writer is actually in Folsom, which is that close? Or like,
it's about 40 minutes away.
Okay, so it's still qualifies.
Doable.
For the Sacramento Craigslist. So the first sentence, once the post starts, it says, "We're a small office in Folsom looking for a few people who can come in part-time to write out cards, postcards, and send occasional packages for a major marketing campaign."
Hmm.
Interesting. The position is part-time and offers flexible hours. Okay. We're looking for candidates who are interested in working between 15 to 20 hours a week, so a little less than flexible, huh? And can come in to our office between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4 o'clock p.m. Hold on a second. You just told me the hours are flexible, and what you mean is that you should work 20 hours a week, sometime between normal hours that everyone would expect someone to do a job.
Yeah, I have a feeling they want you in at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, just a guess, just a ballpark. Around 8:30. 8:31 is too late, so please show up at 8:30. Then it says this project will last approximately 1 to 3 months. So not really like temporary. I mean, it is temporary in the sense that, you know, but like 1 to 3 months.
Yeah, part-time, they mean just part of the year.
So I guess we'll just keep reading and we'll figure out what they actually mean. But then it says, must have exceptional handwriting.
Can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. I mean, to be honest, I would say that everyone in this circle is disqualified
right away with this one.
Well, I write in a series of capital letters. And then I don't do cursive, and then I'll do capital and not capital letters.
You just mix it up?
Yeah, and it's just...
Well, hold on a second, though. Yeah. I don't think that inherently disqualifies you. Like, as long as you can just write Los Angeles or California in all caps, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, I thought you had to write a special note.
That's what I thought,
well,
too.
Well, that's a good point. We don't actually know what we're
thing
actually
is
writing.
Like, I write... And then it's never in a straight line. It'll start to go down and then up. It looks like I'm writing in the tune of a melody.
Right. Like, if you don't have a line,
a sleepy
especially.
Melody.
Yeah, I just have garbage handwriting. Like, it looks like someone's attacking me as I'm writing.
Yeah, I'm fending them off. Yeah. Someone's got a gun to your head telling you to write this note.
Well, I actually think that I would write
better. Write the grocery list, Chase.
I would write better then. I just mean, like, someone's, like, coming at me, and I have the other arm. That's sort of getting to them. And so as a result, there's a lot of jerks.
There's a lot of jerking. Got it.
And if you're left-handed, you're fucked.
That could be the... Yeah, well, yeah. They
well I am
so
left-handed.
Far.
I am fucked.
You are?
I am left-handed.
Man,
yeah.
Wow, we are getting to fuck this place right away. It says, must have exceptional handwriting, so we could all be out on that one. Must be detail-oriented and reliable. Must
out
be
again.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to say anything. Must be able to follow directions. Okay. I feel like must be able to follow directions is in a lot of job posts. We've been around the block a few times.
Sure.
And I just feel like...
If you can't
what,
do that
yeah,
one.
What job is not looking for that?
Like, who's showing up like looking to write cards but is like, I don't take direction.
I'm a bit of a rogue. Bit of a maverick card writer. Good question. Like, if you like writing cards, you love directions, I would think. Okay, then it says, please send a sample of your handwriting. Okay, I see.
Okay.
Along with your hours of availability. Then it says you can send a picture from your phone. I think they're trying to help out. What I assume they're just trying to... What they want is to hire an old lady who has, like, old lady handwriting. Uh-huh. And they're trying to prompt this lady to use her old Nokia razor to take a photo.
We're looking for someone from the past.
And it says, write the following in print and sentence casing. I think sentence casing is going to be where you're getting disqualified, Kevin.
Yes.
Then it says, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, a classic. Everyone remembers that sentence.
Yeah.
Then
it
says, the next sentence I want you to write is, 60 zippers were quickly... Oh, wow. This is a bit of a tongue twister. 60 zippers were quickly picked from the woven jute bag.
What?
Why do they need you to write that one? Uh-huh. You're already doing every character and letter with... The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. I just feel like this one's more of like a...
Incantations.
Like a poetic taunt is what I was going to say. But a spell.
Spell of some kind. Yeah.
And then it looks like, to be honest, I first, when I was reading this, thought, okay, now they're just a bunch of addresses. But I think they want us to write these addresses.
Sure. Yeah.
As well. So the addresses are just somewhere in Yosemite, California, somewhere in Alexandria, Virginia, somewhere in Seattle, Washington, with postal codes and, you know, all that shit. And then it says, thank you. And then in all caps, with asterisks, no phone calls, please. Which they didn't list a phone number anyway.
They can't tell how good you are at writing over a phone call.
Right.
Eliminating that right away.
I guess, so they want you to just come in and for like about 3 months, 1 to 3, which is a pretty big range.
Uh-huh.
And then you're just going to write cards and addresses for some kind of marketing campaign.
Or they are stalking people who live at these three addresses.
they are
taunting them by sending them letters all written in different handwriting.
Right. Yeah.
You feel like there's more people stalking them.
Yeah. Like, well, or they have like kidnapped their kids.
Yeah.
Throw them off the trail.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I mean, honestly, I feel like we've actually run into other posts that do explicitly ask for old ladies. And
yeah, we have. Yeah, that's true.
And I will say that at the time it was creepy, but in this case, I kind of feel like you might want to say, like, we're just looking for an old lady who likes to write stuff.
Yeah.
My mom has incredible handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
She's really good.
So she's qualified?
She's something? Qualified. Uh-huh, I'm going to send her this post.
You know, my mom has pretty good handwriting as well. I would not say... You said incredible handwriting?
Incredible. It's beautiful.
That, like, in what way?
Like her cursive is her own style.
Really?
Yeah.
It's got a good slant to it or what? Yeah. What do you mean?
I mean, it just looks pretty. It's unlike anything, like, you can't learn this in school.
Right. Is it very like thin?
Yes.
I imagine they're very thin.
Very, like, Declaration of Independence-y.
Yeah.
That's some good writing on that. They don't talk about that enough. That's good writing on that Declaration.
Oh, really? They don't? Yeah, you're right.
Like, it's like really nice. It's really nice penmanship.
Then no one talks about the penmanship of constitutional documents. We're a big fan. So, I mean, I don't have good handwriting. So, basically, I'm out. But if I pretended like I did have good handwriting, also, you know what? Pause. No payment mentioned in the ad.
Nope.
And there in the compensation box, it does say TBD, which means minimum wage.
And it's also like to be determined. Like they're gonna like negotiate. How high were they gonna go? Much?
Yeah.
It was just like, I don't know, maybe it is $100K a year write these cards.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, we'll negotiate once you get here. For
I have
sure.
a feeling it's per unit.
Oh, even worse than minimum wage. They're trying to pay under the table for this situation.
Yeah,
per unit.
Like,
you're
get to it, grandma. Like, slap her.
I mean, they do want you to take direction. And one of those directions is write until you're dead.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So these guys are pretty hardcore then.
Yeah, these guys are actually real scary.
I have heard of this. I have heard of stuff like this. Not this specifically, but like I worked for a company that did some marketing that like really wanted to make sure that the letters, for instance, had real handwriting on the letter instead of a print because it throws people off. Either because you kidnap their children and you throw them off the scent or because they're schmucks and it just looks like a real person.
Whatever your reason is.
Yeah, whatever. Kidnapping, just like a standard publishing clearinghouse letter. I feel like fuck this place.
Yeah, I say fuck this place. I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, I don't want to do this.
All right,
fair. Okay.
So the next post is airport shuttle driver. And this is in Sacramento proper. Apparently downtown, which that can't be the case. That's not where the airport is. I've only been through Sacramento once or twice, and I can tell
you right now.
The
airport's way on the outskirts of town.
Is it?
Way on the west.
I actually think I went to the Sacramento. I flew through the Sacramento
airport. It's probably my favorite airport.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. It's clean.
It's chill.
It's like small enough that it's big enough to where it's like you can everywhere kind of goes there, but it's small enough to where it's not like if you think like LAX.
Oh, yeah.
And it's that's my least favorite airport.
Oh, it's still an awful airport.
That one or maybe Atlanta.
Atlanta's terrible.
Yeah.
Burbank Airport, though.
Burbank's nice. Oh, nice.
It's kind of like that.
You pay for it.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, yeah.
And also if you saw the movie Lady Bird.
Oh, there you
go. Right, Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. Sacramento.
It's all Sac, baby.
Yeah, great airport. Not where they are saying it is in this.
No, not at all. They're just circling a vague idea of the downtown area. Okay, then it says airport shuttle driver, Sacramento. Then it says about the job, which I appreciate that they're about to cue us up.
Enough small talk with that title.
About the job. Then we get straight into the pitch. Have you considered being a bus driver in your community? No. No, I have not. This is the first time. Now, I will say I did click on the ad, but it was occurring to me.
I feel like if I've
already considered it, I'm already on the bus driving path, not browsing Craigslist. Then it says, now's your chance. Get paid to do what you love.
This is presented like you're walking down the street and a guy in an alley started talking to you. Hey. Wait a minute.
Have you considered being a bus driver?
Dude, get in here. We're doing what you love.
Get paid to do what you love. I just feel like, I don't know, there's obviously that sentence in any ad, even a job that I want is a red flag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if I had if there was a stand-up gig and somebody was like emailing you about and was like, hey, I need you to come out to like Norfolk, Virginia. We've got a new club. And then at the end of the ad, it said, get paid to do what you love. I would not. I'd be real afraid.
You'd send a follow-up email like, actually, never mind.
Like, that was the thing. We already knew that you were going to pay. I already knew you were going to pay me.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me again. And then it says, our drivers connect people to jobs. It's real spiritual here. Our drivers connect people to jobs, healthcare, education, and leisure activities.
This is the bus does that?
This does not sound like the airport, though. you know, they said airport and like jobs, healthcare, education, and leisure activities. Yeah, those things happen after the airport.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a part of the airport shuttle. The Marriott is a part of the airport shuttle. As a shuttle driver, you would provide our clients with the freedom and convenience of reliable, safe transportation. Good. If you love serving people and driving, come work for us.
They seem very pleasant.
They do. Yeah. There's a lot of exclamation points, and they don't, you know, so far they've never doubled up on any exclamation point. And
which is big red flag.
And there's a lot, there does seem to be a high dose of sincerity. Which is not something to balk at.
Yeah, it almost makes you feel like the person writing this doesn't do this job.
Yeah, for sure. The person who's who's writing this has not driven a shuttle in years because they do not know what
this person doesn't know the truth.
What driving a shuttle means. Then it says, that is exactly why our drivers say this is the quote, lots of freedom, life changing, love what you do line of work.
Wow.
Wow.
Again, real. Real heavy on the positive pitch for what amounts to a lot of love for what amounts to a 12-passenger van full with people who feel like they're very late. Regardless of how on time they are.
And don't know each other and don't want to spend any real time together.
And would prefer that you pick up their bags, even though it's not officially stated in the whole thing that you're going to do that.
Also, they want to be dropped off first.
They do. And there is one and only one order to the way that airport terminals go, and it's one through the numbers.
I've taken some shuttles getting back from trips and stuff, and I'm willing to say that a hefty percentage of the drivers yelled at me at some point.
Yeah, for sure. It's a disciplinarian zone. And that's not something they've really laid out in this in this ad so far. Then it says, and again, they're really, they are laying the posi vibes on thick. It says, we are proud to offer these great benefits to our drivers. Then it says, $17 an hour starting wages. That is pretty good.
That's nice.
I mean, that is absolutely.
Yeah, that's a livable wage.
That's more than you're going to get as a temporary card rider or even a permanent card rider. Then, go ahead.
No, I was also, the card rider position didn't mention love nearly as much.
Not at all.
Which I imagine is what a lot of those cards would be about.
A little love.
Like love. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to love writing to do it.
Yeah.
Then it says, and this is just like a decent layup. It says attractive benefits package, medical, dental, and vision. I'm not sure how I feel about the word attractive for benefits package. To me, attractive is like, it's not actually good. It's but just, we do have those things.
Yeah. You don't describe it as sexy. It's a benefits package.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying sense. like comprehensive would be a good word. Or or exceptional. You know what I mean? Like attractive is just sort of like, well, we have it.
How about like, holy shit, we got benefits.
And you're driving a bus by the fucking way. We're giving you benefits for driving a stupid ass shuttle. I think that would be amazing.
That was in the first draft of this.
Right. And then they're like, let's get more exclamation points.
The stupid ass shuttle.
A little more positive. Then it says paid PTO vacation, cutting edge paid training.
What?
Okay.
What does that mean?
I don't know what cutting edge means. Again, I just, this is a 12-passenger van that I'm sure you don't want to hurt things.
Maybe like a VR.
It's like they're really like they make you to go to like that VR store in like every mall. You're like, just talk to Chuck. He is
he'll hand you your ridiculous sized steering wheel and you'll he'll drive that, simulate like seagulls like getting in your way while you're driving.
I do have to say, my my wife worked for a brief period when we first moved to LA. She worked at LACMA, the museum. And they had like she worked at the Natural History Museum. I shouldn't say that whatever she worked, because she's gonna abusing her power. But she worked and they had like VR experiences, and she said that everyone's favorite thing to do when you worked at the VR experience was to watch people hurt themselves. They would like not they would say like, we'll stop you, and then they just wouldn't, you know, like if, so if there's a wall, like they would just wait for people to hit walls. Anyway, I just want to say, you're not safe if you're doing VR. You're not safe.
They like use a computer to like, now we'll add in spiders.
Well, like 90% of the people who work the VR are teenagers who absolutely couldn't give a fuck about what happens to anybody, let alone the person in front of them. And me and my wife was in her 30s, but
she was just down.
She was down to clown. Okay, so then it says, cutting edge paid training, which you can only assume is virtual reality. Then it says, year-round work. And then freedom of being out on the open road, no desk work.
I like that.
They yeah. are really...
I like that a lot.
I like it, but I wouldn't expect paperwork while I'm driving from my job.
Also, I'm going to say, I don't think, you know, you are out on the open road, but, you know, if you're doing a shuttle route, that road is one loop.
Yeah.
Then it says, serving passengers who visit from around the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Coming to Sacramento.
It's a world destination for people who are begrudgingly there on business.
Yeah, you might meet someone from London. Doesn't that sound neat?
Ask them if they really drink tea or not. Hey, man, you drink tea? Yeah. All right, we'll be there in a minute.
Worth it.
For $70 an hour, it might actually still be worth it. It says you'll be responsible for safely transporting passengers in a safe, courteous, and reliable manner throughout the service area. And that's it. It's not a list. So it sounded like it was going to be a list. It's not. Then it says, we want you to drive with us if you have good verbal communication skills, are at least 21 years old, valid driver's license. And then it said, at the very end, after valid driver's license, it says, in all caps, valid resume should me sent when applying for this job.
Should okay. me sent. Okay.
All right. Valid resume should me sent.
I mean be sent. Okay. Guess. But I do like that the resume has to be valid. Just like, I know you just said valid driver's license, so it's just on the brain, but like, what constitutes a valid resume? Yeah. And then in a refreshing change of pace compared to the other Craigslist ads that we have viewed, the compensation in the compensation box matches what is in the post.
That is a rarity.
It really is.
That's probably one of the biggest things we come back to on these things is they often
fuck you.
Dick you over on the compensation box after what they promised you.
They'll say $17 an hour here, but compensation will be like $14.50 to start.
Sure.
So honestly, like,
this looks good.
This is a decent situation. And I don't think I can honestly say fuck this place.
Yeah, I might be in on it too.
$17 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know the job is nothing like what they describe.
Yeah.
And that's going to be sad. That's going to be real sad. Mm-hmm. But it is $17 an hour in Sacramento. Do you think they pay in $17 an hour because everybody leaves?
Mm.
I think that driver positions kind of naturally get paid. It's a higher wage.
It is higher. There are people's lives in your hands.
Yeah, so it's like, but I do think there's probably a lot of high turnover. I think there's probably a lot of stress. Like I said, I get yelled at a fair amount by these guys. So someone's got to be yelling at them too. So I mean, there's got to be some yelling that you're on the receiving end of at some point, right? I figure a lot of awkward suitcases that you got to pick up. And every time I get into those things, doesn't matter what time of year, floor's wet.
Yeah.
People look like they're coming out of the rain no matter what.
Yeah, it does seem like they're pasting over the shit show with the positive vibes.
Yeah. All that considered, though, I mean, I've had plenty of worse jobs. I would consider applying. I'm in on this.
That's maybe fuck this place first that all three people said can't say no.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't like driving, then this is not the job for you.
Yeah, obviously.
You know, this is better than working for Uber, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100% better than Uber.
Yeah.
Because I bet you they even do your taxes a little bit.
Yeah.
Also, you may get a little tippies.
Yeah, you have a way better likelihood of getting tips on this than Uber, and it's in the app.
Cash. A little Fiverr? A little Fiverr.
Yeah, that's what you pick up that luggage for, decrepit old people that are just like,
all right.
Got those shaky hands.
Yeah.
A little bit of thank you, sir. Have a good day, sir.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff.
An excellent tone to that in particular.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a good day, sir. Mm-hmm. Oh, where are you headed? Oh, are you here for work? You know, all that shit.
Wow.
Pretty good at it.
That's very professional sounding. Wow. I would say you're hired. I'm not even fuck this place.
Yeah,
let's get them going.
Yeah,
let's get them into that VR room. Okay, well, yeah, not fuck that place.
One thing missing is room to grow.
Yeah.
That's always something I look for in these job posts.
Mm-hmm. Even in the Craigslist post, you look for room to grow.
Yeah. I want room to grow. Like maybe there's something else. Maybe dispatcher is the next thing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's got to be sweet.
If you're getting 17 an hour driving, dispatch has got to be 22.
At least 22. Uh-huh. You got a cigar. You're at the desk. You're just like
that's true. You do get a cigar.
Yeah. Every dispatcher has a cigar.
That's true.
Sometimes you just bite it. It's for the look.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's that is tight. All right. I was already in, but now I'm doubling. I'm all the way about
well,
it.
Well, hold on a second. You went in because he said there he looks for growth.
Oh wait, that's not a real thing. Okay,
we're
I'm back to regular in. Back to regular in.
Still in.
But this type of job, you can show them what you're worth. I think, like, if you go to this job and kill it, and get people like passengers to say, "Hey, this guy was a great guy.
For
he was very kind."
Yeah,
like, you got to make the your management know that they need you.
Yeah.
And then maybe there's room to grow.
Yeah.
I think you're right. And also, killing it at this job means basically doing the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Like, what I'm saying is there's a lot of people who are not doing the bare minimum. And they're just yelling at Knicks world.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you literally just don't yell at the Knicks of the world,
you're already doing better than
you,
both of them.
And you pick up luggage and you just say goodbye in the tone that you just used, you have... You hit 5-star rating.
Yeah, you
walk in day one, boss. Look, this is your show, but I'm gonna tell you right now. On that map, that's not downtown Sacramento. I'm just trying to help out.
What's up, dudes?
Hey there, Chase here.
That's us. I wanted to let you all know that you can actually call or text us about your job.
Ever felt like you wanted to be on the show, but you don't really know us?
Or it's just like too far away?
Well, we got a phone number now, guys.
Yeah, it's
470-BAD-JOBS.
You can either call that number and you can leave a voicemail on our job hotline, or you can text it and we will maybe read it on the show. I'm not going to say we're definitely going to read it on the show. That seems reckless.
Yeah.
Just because if you write poo-poo caca, we're not going to put that on the show.
Oh, man, I might read poo-poo
caca. But all you got to do is call
470-BAD-JOBS.
And you leave that voicemail. And again, it doesn't have to be like all bad job stuff. It could be that something good happened. What if you got a new job and you want to tell somebody about it, but there's no one to tell?
You
can tell us.
You have no friends.
Or you have friends, but you just haven't told them yet, you know, and you want to, or you've already told them, but you want someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
You want someone else to give you a shout out.
Tell me and Chase. We want to know.
So the number is 470-223-5627 or
470-BAD-JOBS.
Okay. Back to the show.
Back to the show. Kevin. What is the first job you ever had?
First job that I had was in Sacramento, my senior year in high school, when my parents let me have a job.
Ooh. Previously, you were denied.
Denied. They didn't want me doing that. And then,
why? They just want you to focus on school?
Focus on school, which I got straight C's, so it didn't matter. And then I went to college
as
and got straight C's there, too. But
Consistent, though.
Yeah, that's what matters.
I got a job at this place called California Party Time.
California Party Time?
Yeah.
It sounds like the, it like, you know, at the end of Ninja Turtle books, when they're like giving you, like as a kid, I remember reading Ninja Turtle books, and they would give you like a lesson, like, hey, don't forget to recycle or whatever. And it just seems like they would be in front of a store that just says California Party Time. Like it's not a real thing.
Yeah,
it's just a concept in a series of,
that makes sense.
Like a word cloud.
I was thinking it feels like you're a lot of balloons.
Lot of balloons.
It sounds like a lot of balloons.
Like event rentals?
Event rentals as well.
Oh, shit.
Wow, man, you're doing it all.
A lot of balloons. We're talking Mylar balloons.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Pro balloons.
Sometimes they want a Mylar balloon with a dozen of the other kind of balloons. They got small ones, large ones. You got to learn to be real quick.
You do.
Job.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
So, this is just to clarify, this is like a party supply store. Can people go inside? Are they ordering from
you? Oh, they come
you?
Inside. They come inside. I show them around.
It's like it's like retail. Like, they can look
retail.
At stuff and poke stuff and like.
Yeah. And then, you know, then they're renting tables and chairs and candelabras and all that kind of stuff. All your party supply needs. Yes.
Wow.
Everything. I mean, what do you want?
You come in. I need a banner that says "Happy Birthday, Nathan."
I got you. I got you. I can do that, no problem.
Wow,
it's all these like foil kind of letters that you just stick on there. You personalize stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Ribbons, you know, ribbons in like wedding, those wedding little, what do you call those things?
Streamers.
Almonds.
Almonds.
The, you know, like the little things you give.
Oh, like, yeah, like party favors or whatever.
Party favors. That's what I forgot.
Almonds.
Yeah.
You know, it's the number one party favors. Almonds. Everyone loves a dry.
You know, you go to a wedding, give people almonds.
Not the dry kind, guys.
Oh, like, wet almonds.
Like the you know, the
rice.
One with the candy coated.
Oh, yeah.
Wedding type.
Chocolate covered almonds. Good almonds.
Mm-hmm. stuff like wedding that. Almost. So we make the ribbons that go around those okay. little party favors, and we personalize.
Oh,
the ribbons.
So you could like almost like a label printer, but for ribbons or whatever. So you yes. could say like Jackie and Dave or something.
Yeah.
Did you have like a wall of balloons that said like, and they're like, oh, I want like B7, and then that that's balloon
right.
is.
That's right.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've been to these kind of exactly. stores. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Man.
It was a lot of fun.
It's a Pokemon balloon or whatever.
Oh, here's a question. There was a party supply store in my hometown called Party City, but they also had like Halloween costumes and stuff. So it was like party, but it was kind of like it was not doesn't sound nearly as expertise yeah. specialized.
Yeah, I've been to the Party City out here too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What'd you and think?
I mean, it's amateurs. All right.
It's all right. Yeah, it's all right.
It's okay. I mean, they do have like costumes and uh-huh, stuff, uh-huh. but is that really party?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, or is that more an
yeah.
event?
Are you that's trying to hide? Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Or are you trying to hide?
I come from a party supply store that strictly supplies for your party. Uh-huh. Not get-ups. Uh-huh. We don't got wigs.
Yeah, disciplined.
Yeah. Fucking party.
Yeah. yeah. You don't have to fucking look like a chicken to do it. So what was your role there?
Oh, you know, just retail guy.
Yeah,
you know?
Did you check people out? Like, were you on the floor?
I was on the floor. Registers always... I was always not good at registers.
Okay.
Always fucking up. Counting yep. change back, all that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah. Not good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you want some Daffy Duck plates and cups and all that kind of stuff, I got you. I got you.
My man.
Daffy Duck.
Mm-hmm. Daffy Duck.
like, I don't know. I'm just surprised that, you know, just like, what couldn't you do? Were there limits? You know, did you have people that would come in and be like, I need a bounce house? And like, I'm sorry, we don't do bounce houses.
Yeah, we didn't do that kind
of
stuff.
Okay, got it. So it really is like a, like, just think of a party in a room. Anything you need for that room, you're yeah. probably good.
I almost think this is pre-bounce house.
Pre-bounce house?
I feel like bounce house
is there such a thing?
Yeah,
I think you're right.
I think bounce houses probably came out and... I'm going to say early 2000s.
Yeah.
No, bounce houses are before early 2000s.
I don't think they
were. Well, hold on a second.
Where that you can rent them.
I will say that the widespread use of bounce houses, I think you're right.
Maybe got more popular later.
Where did you get bounce houses before then?
You just had to know a guy.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
That just had to be his guy's real house.
Well, like bounce houses are like, bounce houses I think used to be just for rich kids.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like I remember like... I want to say, like, in Blank Check, in that movie, the 90s movie Blank Check, he got a bounce house, you know, mm-hmm. outside of the mansion. Mm-hmm. Or, like, in Old School.
Sure.
Which, again, yeah, early 2000s.
Yeah. You'd have to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
A millionaire child.
Well.
Very specific.
I'm just saying, like, the perception of bounce houses was they were only for, like, you know, kids who had... tennis club memberships. You know what I mean? You had to be a little elevated.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like now the rentals, like I saw a van the other day that that was like bounce house rentals and they look like real, like it was a 12 passenger van and like the wraparound job was like like flapping off the side of the car. You know what I mean? Like
I remember though, I remember getting them as a kid. We definitely weren't rich, but I remember like as a kid, bounce houses.
Someone handed you a blank check?
Like
as a kid?
I just remember they were prime territory for wrestling matches.
Of course.
With all, like, and I just remember, you know, maybe what it was is I think all, like my parents and all our aunts and uncles all went in on it because there was constantly talk of like knocking the bounce house into the rose bush and it popping and then financially crippling our whole family.
Yeah, for sure. I think, I remember them from like large group events, like church stuff or like a, you know, like a school event or whatever. Yeah. But I think that you're right. That like
I just think
the personalized era of bounce houses had not yet peaked at the time you were at California party time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this is... Can I say?
You can say.
You can say anything you want.
1990.
Damn, baby.
1991. Mm-hmm. I mean, my life would have been different if there was photo booths.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know? Uh-huh. Those are
those
real
are
popular.
High maintenance. Yeah. Do you think that door's still open? California Party Time? Or do you know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was in a strip mall, like in a shitty part of town. Mm. And I don't think it's there anymore.
How did you get the job?
I got the job from a friend... from church.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it goes.
Church friend.
Yeah.
That's how I got my first job.
Church friends, party friends. I know all about it.
Church friends, party friends. Hey, we like to go to church. We love to party. With customized stuff.
That's a great job.
Did you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I was making a good like working some nights, some weekends, bringing in like 145 every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just sweet.
Killing it.
Sweet. Cash.
Yeah.
Were there
yeah.
like.
Cash money, baby.
Just like, who else did you work with? Or just like the, just you and the owners? Or
No. There were like some people my, it was mostly women too.
Uh-huh.
And then one of my friends, she got me the job. We were like, probably like a handful of us in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then there's also, it's like a mom and pop operation.
Yeah.
And the daughters also work there too.
Dang. How old were they? Were they your age or?
Yeah, maybe a little bit older. maybe a little bit older. Mm. I know there was one that was, she was probably like 26.
Okay, got it.
Over it.
Yeah, for sure.
She did
I bet she'd been there
be
whole
there.
Goddamn life. Yeah. Uh-huh. She's like, I don't give a fuck about your personalized.
She remembers it when it was a party kiosk.
Yeah.
Was it like a big store?
It was pretty big.
Yeah,
it was pretty big. But it was good. I mean, it was good. I liked having that cash.
Yeah. How long were you there for?
7 years? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
No,
I'm actually their son now.
Yeah. I was there for probably about, you know, like 5-6 months, something like that.
Got it.
Yeah. Before I went away to college.
Oh, so you like kind of did it like right around the end of your senior year.
Yeah.
And they were like, your grades are kind of final by now. You are technically going to go to A school.
Yeah.
So we'll let you have a job.
Yeah.
Did you, when you came back for the summer, did you try to get that job back?
No.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know if I'd fight to get back into California party time.
Oh, when I did go back after a year at going to San Francisco State and in the summer, I worked in a warehouse, a school supply.
Okay.
I'm heavy into supplies.
You love a supply.
Yeah.
A well-managed, sometimes personalized, as applicable, supply.
Sacramento's big on supplies.
And supplies of fun and frolic.
Yeah. So it's good.
Did you personalize like any pencils in that supply in the school supply warehouse, or
no? There was no. Stuff? There's no customization.
Mm-hmm.
Bummer. They're corporate.
Just a question. This is so far you've given me a universally great review on California Party Time. You didn't have any, like I would imagine, at least in the modern era, or the uber modern era, that some party stores are going to have some real assholes that are coming in expecting some shit.
Sure.
You know, this isn't good enough, or this is too much. This is way too much fucking money for a personalized balloon. Like whatever issue they can find. Mm-hmm. Did you run into those people?
Well, I had it. It was tough because it was in kind of a sketchy part of Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we'd have kids come in.
Okay.
Just make all kinds of noise.
Yeah.
And
just
like.
Just be disruptive.
Just fuck with shit.
Yeah. Just fuck shit up and all that stuff. And then I would like freeze.
Right.
Because I wouldn't know what to do.
Right.
And that's just a whole thing of like not. Like, you know, it just triggered like all this bullying that I
had. That you already had for 18 years.
Yeah. So like I didn't know what to do. Like I was like, And then I remember one of the women there was like, Kevin, do something.
Right.
I was like, wow, what am I going to do? You know? Uh-huh.
Did you do anything?
No.
No. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, also,
it
like.
Made out with 30 pounds of glitter. It just got away.
There was a. When you work in a strip mall, too, you become friends with other people in other stores. Uh-huh. Mm. And then there was a kid that worked at Baskin Robbins right next door. Got the free ice cream.
Hell
that was great.
Yes.
Mm hmm.
He committed suicide on New Year's.
Oh!
And he was in love with one of the girls that worked at California Party Time.
Uh-huh.
And so that was like the first time that kind of thing hit me.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Uh-huh.
That was like the weirdest thing. We're like, what?
Yeah. It was while you were working at California Party Time. So,
yeah, it wasn't all parties. Yeah,
it wasn't
all
parties. It's not all ice cream, not all balloons. Uh-huh, sometimes there's like in real depression. That
How old was he? How old was he?
He was a teenager. He was probably like
Jesus.
High school.
Yeah, fuck.
I'm sorry to bring you guys
No. We want to hear about the jobs, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's
everything
part
comes
of it.
With.
This is the ins and the outs.
It's all about the life experience at each of these jobs that I've had.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You learn something.
Yeah. How long after that happened did you stay?
Oh, I mean, you know, I stayed for
another
like a couple
months?
More months. Yeah, a few more months.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you had to go to college. You didn't go to college until August or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't really think it shook you from the position.
No.
No.
I mean,
did, hey, so, and now this is maybe like, did you Did you get any other people to get you free ice cream after that?
Yeah. You know, we knew the whole crew.
R.I.P. But also, yeah, like,
also life goes on.
Can I have the black cherry ice cream, please?
You gotta get some cookie dough in there, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, R.I.P. that guy.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
Good. You know,
I mean, so okay, so you work in there, ups and downs. Yeah. And then you leave
ups
college.
And downs. One down. Really just
about
all
that
bullying. Ups and Yeah.
And then I can't imagine working around that 26-year-old who was like kind of over it, was all that great all the time.
No,
she's like, we're all out of He-Man balloons. Can you go back and
get
some
more? She'd be kind of.
She's like
kind of
getting into this band Nirvana.
She's in for a real surprise coming up soon.
Yeah, right. He's gonna Baskin Robin himself.
Oh my god! Oh okay. Christ!
So you're there. Then you leave. You're working at the pencil shop, was that your primary college gig? Like, were you just working that shop?
You mean?
Oh no, you came back.
I came back,
and you went to the supply store. After. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry, yeah, I was thinking. Yeah. I was mixing up with like a school job. Yeah. Yeah.
And that job, that warehouse job, it was all ex-cons that are like trying to get rehabilitated back in the workforce.
Oh yeah, that
binders?
Huh?
I said via binders.
Yeah, man. It's a warehouse job. Okay.
Yeah. Sure, get acclimated back into society.
Yeah, they probably had like a program.
Yeah. Sure. Three hole punches. Yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh.
And they kept calling me college boy.
Man, hey, college what a classic boy. Experience. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And there was like, it was like, it's crazy. There was one guy who was an ex-Norteño. Norteño.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the accent. Mm. But, and there was
a notorious gang. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Just
want
to
make
sure.
Another guy who had like an Aryan.
Fuck.
Yeah. Like with all these tattoos.
Uh-huh.
Like Nazi stuff?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's crazy. And then they would make fun of me because I started smoking cigarettes and they were like, you're not even inhaling it right.
Oh my God.
I'm like, what? What do you mean? Like, take a deep breath and, you know, like, take it in, into your lungs. Mm. It's like, oh, fuck. And then
fucking punish yourself.
So
just like us.
Yeah, so these, like,
be the worst.
Mexican and white gang members just, like, rallied around the idea of trying to get you cancer?
Yeah, basically.
Rallied around smoking?
I bet you they were just so psyched to have somebody to make fun of, you know?
I think, yeah.
Because otherwise they're gonna...
There might be tension between them.
Yeah, they're gonna work with each other, but they're like, I've got, like, a fucking white supremacist and literally anybody else in the room.
Yeah.
And now it's like, well, yes!
That guy's wearing a shirt that says college.
Yeah!
Let's go after him.
For sure, I hate all races, and I believe that mine is superior, but, like, look at this kid.
Look at this guy. Can't even smoke right.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that guy was real excited to have that weight off his shoulders.
So
I learned to smoke. That's one thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's good.
Still smoking. But anyway.
You still are?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Can you still hear those guys yelling at you in your head about it? Or you're still like, no, I'm hella good at smoking now.
No, if they can see me now.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to make them proud.
Yeah. I mean, no doubt they're dead, but yeah, if they can see you now.
Yeah, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. I befriended one guy. I mean, there was like a tweaker that was supposed to be sober, but I don't think he was.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to his place, and then it's probably the first time I smoked like real weed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he just, in college I would smoke, but I didn't know what I was smoking, but this guy had some crazy stuff, and like I think it was laced with something.
Oh, shit.
Right.
You know, like, or speed. It had speed.
Yeah. Whoa. Yep.
So he's like, yeah, just hit this, and I hit it, and I was like, oh fuck.
You woke up, you were in a gang.
Yeah.
So it's just you and the tweaker. It's you and the tweaker and the Aryan brother and the Norteño.
Me and the tweaker.
Just you and the tweaker.
Yeah, we became friends.
Okay, yeah. He was all like scratching
that.
His face like, those guys are weird, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you became friends after he put speed in your joint or before?
We became friends. He got fired.
Okay.
He got fired, man. And then I remember him yelling at the owner saying, yeah, I'm late. There's maggots in the carpet.
Okay.
He's saying that about where you work or where he's coming from?
No, where he's coming from.
Sure, okay.
So he's like, I'm late. You know, he had a baby and stuff, and he's mm-hmm. just worried about his baby and the sure. maggots in the carpet.
Understandable.
And then the owner was like, nah, you got to go.
Yeah,
you
gotta yeah, go. Yeah, yeah. The owner was like, there's no maggots in the carpet. Shut up. Oh, there's always maggots in the carpet. Yeah.
Oh, the old maggots in the carpet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I had a nickel for every maggots in the carpet bit I ever heard, I wouldn't work in this shithole.
Okay, so then you lost that ally, and then how long did you stay at that? Yeah. How long did you stay at that job?
That was just for the summer.
Okay, sure. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Just straight up 3 months.
What would you say is the worst job you've ever had?
Worst job? Well, after college, I found myself in a lot of financial services jobs.
Oh shit! Sure. Okay. Like that does not sound like, encouraging.
Like money management type stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't go for the school for that.
Okay.
You know, but I just found myself working one customer service job and then kind of working my way up in the industry.
Uh-huh.
Even when I moved to LA, I had another job doing something like that.
Uh-huh. For people who are dumb, can you define financial services? Like, what do you mean? And I'm definitely not one of those dumb people, of course.
Specifically, what I was doing was 401k plans.
Oh, shit. So, like, really real stuff. Like,
yes. Yeah.
I mean, you know,
that's why you're interested in job growth in those postings.
Yeah.
So smart guy.
Yeah.
So you're saying you're mentioning these jobs as your as like a collection of worst jobs, or just they were all?
Oh no. Well, that's what I've spent most of my work life doing
after college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One job that was really tough was I was a case manager for kids in and out of juvie.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
In
like
San
a social
Francisco.
Services case
yeah.
manager?
Oh, man. Yeah. So I did that a little bit after college. I took a break from the money management stuff to go back to nonprofit work just to get that experience. Because
right.
a lot of my friends out of college, they would go into that. So
did you like major in something that would lend you towards nonprofit, like philosophy or something weird?
No. But I had a friend that was the executive director and hooked me up.
Oh, okay.
So I'd have all these kids that were, once they went to juvie and they stayed some time there, when they'd come out, they'd get assigned to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to make sure I get them on the right path.
Right.
You know, like whatever the judge says they need to do, I got to make sure they do it.
Yeah.
And then keep up with their probation officers and things like that. But that was a tough ass job.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that the things that you set up for them didn't always pan out in the sense that, like, they didn't always do it.
Yeah, no, yeah. no. They don't give a fuck. And then the thing is, too, is, like, they, with nonprofit work, you don't get paid a lot.
Yep.
And then every year, I was there for 3 years, every year funding would go down.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
so it came to a point where I was like, fuck, I don't give a fuck
about
these kids.
Yeah.
I tried in the beginning. I tried. I was like teaching these kids how to make beats on computers and things like that.
No way.
Teaching them to dance.
Yeah. Like they get like, oh, they like hip hop. Maybe one of these kids is going to really like what they're learning and pursue this thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Really like these beats.
You're just trying to get kids into hip hop?
Yeah.
You're like, look, I'm your social services manager and like I'm trying to get you out of this hole, but I'll be honest, man, if you could just like lay down some sick ass beats,
you could
get out of here real quick.
Yeah.
My name is Kevin and I'm here to say
But while
making beats in a major way.
While these kids are locked up, there's all these programs like that for them.
Yeah.
Like arts programs.
Okay.
Like these kids are learning playwriting.
Right.
You know, like documentary filmmaking, all that kind of shit.
Yeah, like so good old long shot, the long shot shit.
Yeah. Just maybe one of them will spark an interest in one of them and they just try to do the right thing. But it was tough. I had one of my kids stab another kid.
What, in front of you?
No.
Oh.
No. He stabbed another kid from... Okay, real quick. San Francisco, there's the Tenderloin.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know the Tenderloin. And then there's South of Market, and they're rival gangs.
Mm.
And then I was with these Southeast Asian kids in the Tenderloin.
Mm.
One of my kids stabbed one of the Filipino kids in South of Market.
Okay.
And I just didn't, you know, I'm not getting paid that much.
Yeah.
So you just sold him out to a gang war?
I could have... The right thing to do would be like, you know, turn them in.
Uh-huh. Oh, right. You found out that it happened.
Yeah, how did you, that's what I'm asking. How did you find out?
Oh, the word just went around. Oh, and then right. The kid
so
was
you're
on.
Really in this community with these.
Yeah.
Because if you're just getting like word on the street stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were so you living kid, nearby? Or like,
No. Yeah. No, not at all.
Uh-huh. Oh, hell no.
You can't, I mean, living in the Tenderloin, not easy a thing
but
to do.
The kid was on the run. And then I was trying to like.
Oh, so
cops wasn't showing
for.
Up for hip hop class or whatever.
He wasn't. Yeah, he didn't show up for beat making. The beat making.
Fruity Loops
guys,
I got
class.
More beats.
Yeah,
man, he's gonna have a lot of beats to catch up on.
You missed three beat sessions.
So he stabbed this kid, and then like the right thing to do would be like, "Hey, you gotta, I gotta turn this kid in."
Yeah, like yeah, tell yeah, the cops. Yeah. I'm sure it's this kid. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I didn't do that.
Yeah, right.
I checked on the other kid to see if he was okay, if he was going to survive, and he was. Okay. So I was like, okay, thank God.
Yeah, yeah. I would, you know, I'm not as familiar with the ins and outs of the Tenderloin versus South Market, but I would say so far you sound like you're a person who doesn't snitch, which to me seems like a valuable trait.
It seems like a very hip-hop thing.
Yeah. Even better than beats.
So, wait, so did you ever catch back up with the kid, your kid who stabbed that other guy?
I found out where he was. I kept in contact for a little bit, and then...
Did you talk to him? Were you like...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what are you doing? Why'd you do that?
Did he have a knife on him?
Like
when he walked in, he had like a bloody knife in
his hand? Yeah,
oh, my God, like when you ran into
him? Yeah.
It's the Tenderloin!
But the way it works out there is like, this is what's going to happen. Like, no matter what, cops involved or not, the other kid's going to retaliate.
Sure.
The other group in the South Market's going to retaliate.
Right.
And then by that time, I was like, I'm fucking out of here, man.
Yeah, I'm not going to be here for the counterpunch.
So you left after that incident?
A little bit after that.
Yeah.
That wasn't the main thing, but it was like, I was like, fuck, I'm getting paid like $24,000 a year.
Fuck, dude.
Like, living in San Francisco, I can't do it.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah. Let these kids stab each other. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You're like, I'm taking my boombox.
What was the deal with everybody? Like, you know, your friend was the executive director. What, like, I mean, I'm sure there was some turnover. What was the mood in the whole
office? Like, yeah, everybody was concerned. So it's probably just as much their fault. You know, somebody could have said higher up, like, you better fucking call the police.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I guess, I mean, what was the general mood aside from this one specific very bad incident?
You know, like. You mean just like the work environment?
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, it's fun. Uh-huh. It's working with kids after school, you know, like.
Right.
You know, they're just
more
day to day
stuff.
Yeah. I was like assistant basketball coach and all this kind of
stuff.
You were
a basketball coach?
Yeah, that's what I want to get into here is what's your day to day like for you?
We would do different things. So I would have like three or four cases, individual clients that I have to check in with every day.
Is this like during like office hours?
During office hours. I'd go to visit schools and talk to the kids. I would have to talk to their parents.
Mm.
And then I would... 4:30, coach basketball.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For how long?
I mean, till the game was over, like around 6 or 7.
Okay, so what time are you starting this day?
You know, like a regular, like 9:30.
Working like 9 to 7 every day.
Yeah.
Those are the hours. To San Francisco.
But just from the sunset to
okay, so it's not
far.
That's a lot. Making beats, coaching basketball.
I mean, like, what do you want from
talking to kids?
Paperwork, solving murders or almost murders.
Yeah,
avoiding the cops.
dodging police.
I had one kid not on my watch, but he got out of the program. You might have heard the story, but he broke into the zoo. San Francisco Zoo and stole a koala.
You know, I have not heard this story.
to give to his girlfriend.
Wow.
Crazy.
Uh-huh, crazy.
It's the craziest thing. Like,
uh-huh.
It was in the news for a little bit, but this kid broke into the zoo, I don't know how, stole a koala, and kept the koala in his bathtub.
What?
For like a couple weeks, gave it to the girlfriend, and the girlfriend's like, what the fuck are you doing? And then he got in trouble.
Well, what a gift. What a gift. Uh-huh. Just like, oh, I got you this wild ass zoo animal.
Yeah. I know how you like teddy bears, so I got you.
Imagine that, though. If you got a koala.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
I mean, there's no way you could keep it, but how nice would that be?
Yeah, you can't keep it, but how can you let it go? I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Especially they cling on to you like that, you know? Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh. No, I mean...
and they, what kind of leaves they? Do they wear?
Eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus. Yeah. Are those easy to get access to?
I think in San Francisco, you might be, you know... Uh-huh. You,
that's true.
I bet you they have them at the zoo.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, he definitely could have done himself some favors by taking some eucalyptus leaves as well.
Yeah, just some koala food. Uh-huh.
But that was out of your program, like your the place of business. Yeah. That was the same.
Yeah.
Some eclectic group of kids.
How'd the basketball games go? Did you guys win or?
Lost every game. That was not good. I don't even play basketball.
Right.
But it's like at that point, they just need an adult. Supervision kind of thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Proof that they are playing basketball. Yeah.
And we wouldn't. We would take the city buses to games.
So you would just play bad kids from other places.
Yeah.
Okay.
That were also in similar programs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's just like a very real in like a.
Was like a lot
incestuous.
Of fights then.
No.
Okay.
No.
So they kept it. They kept it civil.
Yeah. Like it's like
they could always stab each other later.
A boys club like YMCA kind
got
of.
It,
thing.
Got it.
Okay.
So you worked there for 3 years.
Three years, and you say you never won a game.
Never won a game.
Wow.
Yeah, these kids were awful. They're all.
Well,
like,
I mean, you're the coach, right? Did you have to do some drills or something?
Yeah.
Or work
did you guys?
On
yeah, did you practice or did you just show up for games?
You just go in and be like suicides, and that was it.
No, we practice.
Oh, okay.
But like nobody.
Because
really
other teams
play.
Just they're just also good.
The other teams were just way better.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wasn't good.
Yeah. I get that sense that they were very bad.
Yeah.
So you were there for 3 years. You got the job because your friend was the executive director, and you were just basically thinking, like, I just want to get out of this, like, accounting bullshit.
Yeah. I had to get out of that.
Because it was, like, a total drain.
Yeah. And plus, I just got out of college, and it's like, all of a sudden, I'm, like, really working for the man.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, all about money.
Super hard, in for the man.
Yeah, they don't. And I came out of college with this, like, little bit of Asian American studies in me and like English lit, and I was like into the arts and all this kind of funky stuff.
Yeah.
It's like I didn't belong in there.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
But I didn't even belong with those kids either.
Yeah. And that is the rub, isn't it? You're like, man, this job sucks. And you get another job and it sucks even worse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you stayed for 3 years. So perhaps, I mean, I assume it's just burnout, you know, like you just thought things were going to change and they just fucking never did.
Yeah. People usually burn out in jobs like that.
Yeah. I know.
Sure.
3 years is a good timeline.
Yeah.
That kid who stabbed the other kid. Now, like, okay, so you... You're going back. Did things go back to like normal with you and him talking? Like, would you then?
No.
Like,
or did he get kicked out of the program?
He ended up moving, I think, to Long Beach or something like that.
All right.
Oh, like
to get away.
Oh,
to get out.
To avoid that retaliation.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
that's smart because they are going to retaliate.
Yeah, for sure.
Uh huh.
You stabbed somebody.
And then my friend was also, I'm Filipino. And my friend was the counselor for this guy, this other guy.
Okay.
That got stabbed.
Oh, okay, got it.
So we were in communication all the time.
Were you guys going to fight?
Yeah, no.
Just on the behalf.
I mean, let's just make beats, and whoever makes the best beat. Let's meet in an alley.
Uh-huh. Right.
And, oh, man.
Yeah, whoever gets signed to, like, Death Row Records first wins.
Yeah.
But we discussed it, and he's like, don't worry about it.
Well, then, like, how did you find your way out?
Or
did you? You're still there right now. It's like in your head.
No, I just had to get another regular job.
Right.
And that was it. And then I, during the boom, or maybe the second wave of the .com boom.
Okay.
I found another job with, like, another 401k job that was actually kind of fun.
Uh-huh. Kind of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, because the people were decent?
Yeah. They're all like young folks, and it's the whole .com vibe.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like scooters in the office.
But these are just Razor scooters with no like motor?
Yeah.
We have different eras of scooterdom. Yeah.
We had a keg, mm-hmm. you know, like things like that.
Yeah.
When that was like a real popular thing in mm-hmm. San Francisco.
Yeah.
So.
And that was the way you left... the kids for like kegs and scooters right away.
Yeah,
that was
the
transition. God damn.
Yeah.
I can't say I wouldn't. That's a pretty good.
Oh
deal.
No, I definitely
kegs
would.
And scooters. Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
just
yeah.
saying, what an upgrade, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. like to just have that avail. Like, oh fuck. financial services it is. You know what I mean? Like, I have been in not that job, but like I could have gone down routes like that. And I'll tell you what, I didn't have an out. I would have been like, fuck. Okay, so I am watching kids stab each other. I'm going to go scoop ice cream is what my option would be. Because that has happened.
Smart. Then I stayed there for 10 years.
Fuck! 10 years?
Yeah. And doing stand-up at night.
Right.
Is that when you started stand-up?
Kind of, yeah. Did you? About maybe a little bit before that. But I was always doing stand-up at night.
Right, when you were with these kids?
Yeah.
Did they know that? Yeah. Did they know you're doing stand-up? No, you don't want... Yeah.
But if they find out, man, they're not going to let you... They're going to stab you.
They're going to stab you.
Yeah.
All right, well, we always have three questions we close every podcast with.
Okay.
The first one we kind of already started to answer, but just to be explicit, when were you, with this worst job, when were you done and how did you quit? Like, when did you know you had to get out and how did you actually leave?
I was already done with it maybe like in the second year.
Yeah.
So then I was really slacking off.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, there's a lot of paperwork that needs to be done. That you have to submit to the probation officers and the schools and all that stuff. So I just stopped doing it.
Just literally stopped.
Yeah, I just stopped doing it.
Not like, oh, I stopped being thorough. You just literally stopped the flow of paperwork.
Yeah.
That came from your
desk.
I
didn't do my job.
Yeah.
And then the executive director, who was a different person,
by then,
because my friend left.
Yeah.
And then she's like,
of course that person left.
She let me go.
Uh-huh. So, like, you stopped doing your job, and how long did it take? For the, you know, like, it's like a river, you know, like, you, the water dries up. How long did it take for them to notice that there's no water in this river?
Like, I want to feel like they pull you in. They're like, okay, Kevin, going over your file here. Okay, it looks like you haven't turned in your paperwork in a year. One of your kids stabbed another kid. looks like you haven't won a single basketball game.
Yeah. So how long did it take after you stopped doing the paperwork for them to let you go?
It was probably good, like 5 months or something.
God damn!
But they got to be desperate to be like, well, this guy's here.
Yeah.
Can't have that many people.
That's an important
beating
point.
Down the door to come in.
That's a very important point that I feel like we should iterate to any. You know, I feel like we talk about this a lot on the podcast, but like, never underestimate how much people do not want to rehire your position.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Regardless of what your position is, mm-hmm.
They will, but they do not ever want.
God, do they not want to do it? They don't want to pay you more either, but they really don't want to rehire someone.
Yeah. No.
So 5 months.
Yeah, about 5 months. Of,
so what, did your day-to-day change during those five months?
For sure. So I was just, like, way more relaxed. Like, I would leave at the right time.
For sure.
Anything above and beyond, I'm like, no. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So we're wearing, like, Hawaiian shirts and, like...
This is very much like the movie Office Space.
Yeah, exactly.
He just lets go.
Exactly. It's like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to change these kids' lives.
You're correct. You are not. Not for the position you're in.
Uh-uh.
So, all right, well, then they just said, like... They just said, you know, you're not doing your work, so we have to let you go.
Yeah. Right. The executive director didn't like me.
For sure.
And so she just had like a big smile.
She was real glad
when she let me go.
And you were like,
yeah,
fine. Yeah. And the other thing, I mean, did you collect unemployment after you got let go, or did you go straight to that other job?
I just went straight to another job.
Just like started putting up applications and it just happened.
Yeah.
I guess
it is that
dot-com boom era. Like,
yeah. It was a time when
early 2000s.
You can just submit 99. A resume, get an interview the next week.
Right.
And get hired.
San Francisco, baby.
It was good.
All right. So that's question number one. Question number two is, what's one good thing you took from that very bad job?
I guess it's seeing how people live.
Sure.
Just like the experience I had working in the school supply warehouse. It was the first time I was really with like real like blue collar type dudes.
Right.
And then just seeing their perspective on things.
Yeah, it's fucking
hard. I took that, you know. And then these kids who are coming from they're living like in studio apartments.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
With their entire family.
Yep.
Like five of them.
Yep.
And they just have like cots on the floor or mattresses, and they're just trying to survive in a brand new country.
Yep.
A lot of them were refugees, and then also just recent immigrants. So
right.
That
just
was
thrown into a real tough situation.
In the Tenderloin.
Yeah.
Of all places. So, yeah. I don't know. That gave me some perspective. I kid around about like fuck those kids and all that stuff, but really like it's a good story for those kids.
Yeah.
If they make it out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or survive it.
Yeah, if they get into hip hop, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If they get some beat, if they get their act together, yeah. Get their fucking demo over to Suge Knight. And maybe they'll get somewhere. Okay, so and then the last question is a little bit bigger picture. If you had to give up on your dream right now and you had to pick up another dream and start working on that, what might that be?
Jeez. I guess if I had to give up comedy related stuff.
Yeah, that would be the general category.
Stand up and writing comedy and trying to pitch shows and all that shit. I would go back to playing music.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
You're a bass player.
I play bass.
And
I play the banjo.
Banjo. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. And you're very good. I've heard you play before.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Do you know?
Yeah.
I like it.
Do you play in bands?
When I played bass, I was in quite a few bands and stuff like that.
In San Francisco or?
In San Francisco.
Yeah.
Even out here too. Like I would just like meet guys and play with them.
You still jam to this day?
Just at home now. I don't play with other folks.
Started with those beats.
Definitely music. I guess that was the thing even before stand-up was like, I want to play music.
When did you get into music? Like in high school or?
Yeah, even like junior high, I was in bands and things like that. So
yeah,
that's still in me for sure.
Rad. Super playing tunes.
It's awesome.
You know it.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Sweet. Well, thanks, Kevin. We really appreciate you coming on, man.
Thank you so much.
Fun.
You're the best.
All right. Well, fuck this place.
Fuck this place.
Hey, thanks everybody for listening.
Yeah, everybody, thanks for listening.
If you know someone who would like the podcast, go ahead and share it with them. That'd be really cool. You can find Kevin on Instagram at Kevin Cameo, and we also have links to his Colbert set. That's right, on television. Don't forget, you can text or send us a voicemail at the phone number 470-BAD-JOBS. That phone number is also in the show notes. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.